The Chris Fade Show, back on your radio in 60 seconds.
Virgin Sport.
Powered by insurancemarket.ae.
Hello, I'm Alfred. For a limited time, we have car insurance discounts that have never been offered before. Don't buy until you have a quote from insurancemarket.ae.
Lewis Hamilton says it's going to take some time to sink in that he now holds the outright record for F1 race wins. He moved on to 92 with his victory in the Portuguese Grand Prix, taking him past Michael Schumacher on the all-time list. And in the IPL, the Rajasthan Royals beat the Mumbai Indians by 8 wickets with the help of Ben Stokes' stunning 59-ball century in Abu Dhabi. They finished at 196 for 2 in 18.2 overs. The other match saw the Chennai Super Kings beat the World Challengers Bangalore, also by 8 wickets, at Dubai International Cricket Stadium.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Chris Fade.
I do nothing on the toilet, you know that?
Like, Preeti Malik.
Can I just go home now?
And Big Rossi.
Hello, Sierra Mushkila.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
You are so real. This is the most realistic show I've ever listened to. Chris, Rossi, Preeti, high five.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. Good to be back. 6:04, Monday, October 26th. Hello, hello, hello. Chris Fade, Preeti Malik, Big Rossi. We're hanging out with you. Phone Guy Eddie and Nala in studio number two. All good to go as well. Hello, guys.
Welcome back, Chris.
Good to be back. Took a day off yesterday. It was nice.
How did it feel, even though you were up early? How did it feel?
Oh, man. I went to bed at like 1:30 a.m. the night before, I woke up at 6:30 to take the kids to school.
Yeah.
I was exhausted all day. I should have just gone to work.
I told you, come in after the drop-off.
Great day. Great little day off yesterday, which was nice. Yeah, just sort of spent time with the kids and took them to school, which was nice. A little school run.
That's cute.
And back at it today.
Yep.
Did I miss anything yesterday? Anything memorable that I missed that I should remember?
Anything groundbreaking.
How was Rossi? He was all right?
He was on the hunt for a pumpkin, but he did very well.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. He was complaining about the prices.
I had to go and buy them and then got offered about 5 people, like, from different companies after I paid for them. It's devastating.
He's devastated. Yeah, because you're about to buy the pumpkins, did he?
I know.
I carved out some pumpkins over the weekend as well. That was cute.
They look so cute.
Yeah,
you done that before?
No, I've never done it. Never carved out a pumpkin. Very dangerous. I mean, why do we allow our kids to do that? Like, I got both my kids jabbing knives into their, like, pumpkins, like they're going to slice their fingers off.
Did you have the stencils?
Nah. No, I just did it with a knife and then...
Old school.
Yeah, old school. But they came out pretty good. Halloween on Saturday.
Yeah.
If you're going to be celebrating it, virtual trick-or-treating, Zoom.
But what about the candy?
Yeah,
like, where
know.
Do you get the candy from?
I don't know. Parents maybe just have their own candy ready to go at their house.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
That's good.
Hey, good show coming up, which is good. Good to be back. As I said, your pop quiz back at 7:10 this morning. Rossi's back with a new game called One Word.
First word, yep.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about. Let's find out what that's all about. We'll talk cricket because a huge cricket's been happening over the last sort of 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Your chance to win this hour as well, so that's cool.
What are we giving away this hour? This is good.
Yeah, we got 1,000 dirhams to spend at Festival City Mall and Festival Plaza.
Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
All right, should we get into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Anyone up right now, call us 048715544. Be the first caller of the day. It's the part of the show where we just want to talk to you, find out what you're doing, how you're doing, and how you're feeling. All right, open up that phone line. You may have never called us before. Let's do it for the first time. 048715544. Your phone lines are open here at Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
Sir, good morning. I feel like the fit is listening right now because firstly, we're going to go through Janelle. Hello, Janelle. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Tell everyone what you're doing.
I'm actually heading to the gym.
On the way to the gym. 6:10. What gym? Where are you going? What are you training?
I'm going to do legs today at Gym Nation.
Good on you. Which one down at Al Quz?
No, the new one in Motor City.
Oh, yeah, that one just opened up. That looks like a good-looking gym down there.
It's amazing.
Enjoy it? Do you live around that area?
I actually live near Dubai Investment Park, too. So
okay.
Not far.
So you drive out that way and get the workout on. Down there, yeah, shout out to the guys at Gym Nation. Opened up a brand new gym. Everyone keeps telling me about that one down at Motor City. It's supposedly fairly large.
Mm.
It's massive, yeah.
All right, mate. Well, good luck. Hopefully you can't walk after today's session. That means you've done a good one, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, legend. Take care. I say everyone's getting fit because that's Janelle on the way to the gym.
Yeah.
Lothar, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Good morning, everybody else. I hope you're all okay.
Doing all right. Tell everyone what you're about to do.
I'm going to get under close to to my house in here at the Villa Project, and then I'm going to go for a 30-kilometer ride.
There we go. 30-kilometer bike ride as well. Wow. There it is. That used to impress me until I started doing the 30Ks. I realized it's not that bad.
Wow.
And this is during
it's
the week,
still
and then on the weekend, we normally go for 80, 90 kilometers.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Then
yeah.
on a Friday morning when we have to get really up early.
Yeah, no, I see these guys do like 100 kilometers. Actually, I just saw Gordon Ramsay. He just did 100 kilometers on his bike right now. So where are you going to do? Where are you going for the ride right now?
Basically, where Global Village is, this is where I start.
Yeah.
Then I go down the 611 past the swimming stadium. And then up the Al Kudra, up to the, wow. the roundabout a little bit further, and then back.
Wow.
So I'll be back home at about 7:20 or something.
I mean, and
is there a special designated bike riding track on the 611 or 311?
No, you go parallel to it. You know, this is part of the expansion program for cycling tracks here in the UAE.
Right.
And it's very, very good, very well organized and clean and everything. So you're safe. You're not anywhere close to the cars.
Yeah, it's so cool, man. Well, listen, good on you. Good on you, man. Congratulations on just waking up and getting this done already this morning. So fantastic. We appreciate you, Lothar. Ride safely, okay?
Thank you very much, and you have a great day, and thank you all for such a great show every morning.
Love him. Aww. Look at that.
So nice.
It's a great, what a way to start a Monday morning, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
Everyone's getting fit. Like, listen, Carla, what are you up to?
Good morning. How are you?
Carla's just going to work, but I just wanted to make it awkward.
Carla.
Carla, you're on the way to work right now?
I'm on my way to work. I wanted to share some nice news with you. I'm with my son tomorrow. He's coming from Lebanon for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to the States to see my other son at the end of November.
Well, mommy is finally getting to see her sons. When was the last time you saw them?
I'm getting to see my boys.
Yeah, when was the last time you saw them?
Last Christmas.
Oh my God, yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's exactly like that's like when I've seen the last time I sort of saw my parents as well. It was around that time as well. So how excited are you feeling, Mum?
I'm very, very excited. This is the first time I go to the States for Christmas, and I know it's gonna be so cold and freezing, and we're not used to that.
Oh, it's gonna be amazing.
Okay, Brittany Malick's gossip.
Okay, what have you got for us?
So for anyone keeping count, looks like Channing Tatum, Jessie J have broken up once again. Jessie J went onto Instagram. She posted a twerking video, as you do, and captioned it, "Single life in a pandemic is ...
Okay.
So these two were last seen together in April. They've been on again, off again for a while now.
There we go. We'll call that one quits.
Yep.
Ladies, Channing Tatum, single again.
There you go. Offset, he was detained.
Offset.
By Beverly Hills police this week as he was driving through a pro-Trump rally. He was released shortly after, but he was on Instagram Live while the whole thing went down.
Uh-oh.
This is Offset being stopped by police.
You celebrity, you know who I am? I'm Offset from the Migos. They're fans. That's why they following me, bro.
That has nothing to do with why we're here. We're waving guns.
You just watched somebody beat my car up with a flag. What are you talking about?
I need you to turn.
You told me put my hands up. I'm not doing that. You put my hands up. It's 25,000 people in my life.
I'm telling you.
You're going to get sued publicly.
Turn off the car.
Don't move, man.
Wow, that got full on, did it?
Yeah, but he was released. Unfortunately, Cardi B's cousin was also in the car. He was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon.
Oh my gosh, these guys just carrying guns like it's candy,
it
man.
It is scary. It
Silly.
Is scary
so scary.
Stuff.
Huh? You walk out of the house. Like, you imagine going, we're all on the way to work or coming home from work, and you just got a piece on you. You're carrying a gun
scary.
For your protection.
You got your wallet, yeah. You got your mask.
Yeah, you got your mask, yeah.
Yeah, got your gun.
Yeah. Scary stuff.
Keys, wallet, phone, check.
Well, yeah, terrible. All right. Finally, let's move on. I'm excited to hear this. Our very good friend Mike Tyson.
He has released a dance track. He's teamed up with an LA-based group called Tiki Lau. The song is called Mike Tyson.
Now, can I ask you something? Vin Diesel just recently dropped some music.
Mike has released music before as well. This is the first time he's gone with the EDM, like, sort of feel.
Okay. Are we all ready for it?
Yeah.
It's a debut right here on Virgin Radio. This is Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson.
Right.
I'm Mike Tyson.
I've been the wildest, I've been the craziest, I've been the outrageous.
The vicious, the most destructive fighter
I'm
ever lived.
I'm Mike Tyson, an international star, a warlord to rip your heart out. And guess what? I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson.
Oh, it's good. I like it.
It is good.
It's a very
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's so good. Such good production.
I'm Mike Tyson.
I mean, he didn't really.
That all he says?
I'm Mike Tyson.
That's all that he says.
I'm Mike Tyson.
I love that. There it is. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home.
I want to hear that more often, please. Let's add it. Let's add it. You know, I just this cute little story I just saw out of New York City. It's really cute. This couple goes and have dinner, gorgeous dinner in New York in a gorgeous restaurant.
Right.
Fairly high-class restaurant, right? They're sitting at a table. Next to them is another table, as you would do.
Mm.
Socially distanced, that is. They both order a bottle, all right?
Yeah.
Now, they don't know each other. They ordered an $18 bottle. The table next to them ordered a $2,000 bottle.
$2,000. $2,000. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, right? Now, when they brought the bottle out, they had them in one of those buckets, you know, the buckets of ice and all that, so you couldn't really see the bottle. And it was in like a what do you call those things?
Decanter.
Like a decanter, yeah. So, you know, you don't actually see the bottle that you're buying, right? Anyway.
They pour it into that so you don't see
They mixed it up. The guys that bought the $18 bottle were given the $2,000 bottle.
Imagine.
And vice versa. They both had no idea and they both thoroughly enjoyed the bottle.
That just goes to
show
you.
Doesn't that show you? It's just total, like, it's a mental game.
So that table must have gone onto the menu and go, what's the most expensive thing
bottle?
Yeah,
give me the bottle. I want that one. That's the one that we want because it's going to taste the best. So they both consumed the beverage.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until right at the end that they realized that there was a mix-up. But they both, the $18 one tasted as good as the $2,000 one.
That's crazy.
I want like a nice story at the end where the $2,000 bottle man paid anyway for the other person. Did that happen?
I don't know.
That would have been nice.
The story wasn't good enough on its own. That was a good story. I thought
that was like
story.
A nice happy ending where
it was already a happy ending.
They
the
enjoyed
guy,
it.
Well, if no, the guy on. If the guy has enough money to buy a $2,000, that's a close to a 10,000 dirham bottle, he's always going to have a happy ending.
Yeah.
He'll be okay. As we do it for your Monday, we are talking cricket right now. We've got our... this is the music that you guys use in the UK for BBC when you talk about cricket.
Correct.
As I was listening to it the other day, I felt like it's more of a kids' theme song. Like, it sounds like a kid's like, hi, everybody! Welcome back!
This is the remix version. The original version's a little bit slower without the dance beat, but still good.
I like it.
Today on the show, we're going to learn how to make a new boy.
You're freaking me out.
We've got our cricketing expert on, Pages. Hello, Pages.
Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
He had a late night last night.
Did you?
Yeah, because after that, there was the Arsenal game, which we lost, so...
Okay, so let's talk everything there is to know about cricket. First, so you're doing all right, Pages?
Yes, thanks for asking.
He's doing all right. He's surviving. So what have we missed since over the last couple of days? What is going on with the big cricket tournament here in the UAE?
So since last Monday to this Monday, something amazing has happened. So first of all, this weekend, all four teams that were predicted to win lost.
Wow.
Then... now the tournament's opened back up to 7 teams who can potentially win this. There are 8 in total. Chennai is officially knocked out of the running. Sorry, Jeff.
Chennai, that's you, Jeff, your husband pretty goes for Chennai.
Now we're a Punjab team, so it doesn't matter anymore.
They're the super dunces, it looks like. They're not kings, are they? So they're out. Chennai's out completely, Pages. Gone.
Yeah. Since Preeti has started supporting Punjab, they have just gone on a winning streak.
Yes!
And they have just notched up wins after wins after wins. But it is an amazing amazing thing that is happening to Punjab right now. And in this weekend, so the number 8 side, Chennai, beat a number 3 side, Bangalore. Number 6 side, Rajasthan, beat a number 1 side, Mumbai. Mm. And number 4 side, beat a number 2 side. This is after... Kolkata, actually the number four side, posted one of the lowest scores in the IPL so far.
Right. I'm looking at the table here right now. So there's three teams on 14 points. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so basically it's a round robin, like it's an elimination where eventually there'll be only two teams left and they'll be playing for the winning, right?
So no, four teams will go, they'll go into the semifinals.
Yep.
And then they will go into the finals.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Eventually there'll be two teams up against each other.
All right,
to win.
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
Well, he's giving you the right terms, semifinals, then finals.
Yeah, I know. I just want to know at the end of it.
He just wants to know how
teams.
It's going to end.
So there'll be two teams. So who do you think is going to make it the finals, Pages? Who's if you were a betting man, which you're not in this country, where would you put it? Who do you think is going to be the top two?
I think it's going to be Mumbai and Delhi this time, the ones who are really looking good. But I just want to take that comment that Chris just made, and I just want to let you know that Rossi should actually be very happy because two Englishmen did really well this time, Josh Archer and Ben Stokes. And the Aussies have really not turned up to the party. So
thank you so much.
Hold on. Oh, that's great. Hold on. Is Ben Stokes playing in this league? Is he?
Yeah, mate. It was the head news. You said it in the news, and
he made 107 last night.
That's unbelievable because he's amazing. Like he was fantastic in the World Cup for England. He was great.
So you just found out that Ben Stokes is playing in this tournament?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like I can't believe all these massive players are playing. You got Steve Smith as well who's playing in it for Rajasthan Royals.
Steve Smith. Anyway, mate. Anyway, hey, Pages, be careful. You want to be on the show, all right? All right. We can easily turn the page. Find a new person. Is Rossi giving you the money for this report that we got you doing, these cricket reports? Is he paying you for them?
I'm sending him the invoice, don't worry.
Okay, cool. All right.
Awkward.
We also have a massive game tonight. So tonight we have Punjab playing Kolkata. This is the Battle of Bollywood because we got Preeti Zinta's team versus Shah Rukh Khan's team.
Good and friends, rivals on the cricket pitch.
Okay, there we go. Who do you think is going to take this one out?
Punjab. This is going to be Preeti Zinta. Yeah.
So is our friend Shane Warne's team still in it, or are they out?
Yeah, they are. That's Rajasthan Royals. They had a massive game last night. Yeah.
Okay, so they're still in it. Okay, cool. I'll message. I'm on WhatsApp with Shane Warne. You see, Pages.
Oh, here we
go. He just wanted to drop that in there.
Let me. I'll send him a little bit of a WhatsApp.
He hasn't replied yet, though. He's sent 17 messages.
No, him and I are talking to each other.
Let's have a look.
We're going to go out once.
Where?
Yeah, see, he'll just go out on his own.
Let me just
he won't invite
you.
Us. Hold on. And he knows that I'll have a better time with Shane Warne.
Hey, Warney, congratulations, bro. Congratulations on the game last night, mate. All right, I'll talk to you later, bye. I was just sent Tim Cahill a message as well there last night, Ross.
Oh, this makes me sick.
Pages, you're a legend, mate. Good luck. Thank you so much. We'll chat to you in the next couple of days. You're our cricketing expert. Thank you again.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, everybody. Take care.
Thank you.
Next time we get you on, a little bit more upbeat, a little bit like, hey, like
excuse
I need to be.
Excuse me. He went to bed at 1 a.m.
Did he? Yeah, that's all right.
Leave him alone.
Good on you, Pages. There he is. Good old Pages.
Yes, Pages.
Pages.
Chris is trying to Australianize this name.
Oh, he'd be called Pagey. Hey, what up, Pages? Pagey. I took off yesterday, obviously.
Yes.
Monday morning, right now, 7:16. It was good to take it off and just hang out with the kids and do the school run. And I watched the UFC the night before.
So what do people do at this time?
Can I tell you, I'm so glad you said that. This time of the morning is perfect. Now, if you're on the way to work, you may not experience it either. So what I did is I did the school drop-off yesterday.
Yeah.
And that in itself was beautiful. Great time of the morning. Shout out to all the mums and dads and the teachers because it is a bit of a battle just getting in and getting out and doing that. And then afterwards, I met up with Brianna. She does an early morning run occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on Kite Beach. So I drove over there and I went to Kite Beach. Absolutely epic. The weather right now in the UAE is gorgeous, right?
So good.
So the Kite Beach has just got that running track there. Everyone's just running, getting fit. The cafes are opening up. And I was like, gosh, this is such a beautiful time of the morning that we don't get to experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I was looking at your stories and I was like, wow, this is what happens while we're in the studio.
Yeah, it was just nice. Like, it was just, I don't know, the weather was great. The beach was there. I was on this running track. It was 7:20. It's when I turned to Brianna and said, I think I'm going to quit the show.
No, you are not, my friend.
I said, I think I need this more in my life.
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
Because it is lovely. It's what, I think it's, you know, you need to have balance in your life. And
let's do a swap with Brent.
we're not getting that. But I know, that's what I mean. Like people like Brent who have the luxury of doing it, yet they sleep. They sleep through it.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's be honest. You were up yesterday. Well, you would be doing the school drop-off then every day if you weren't doing this show, right?
Like, nah, you'd be doing, I wouldn't do the school drop-off every day.
So you wouldn't really...
There'd be some sleep-ins. Yeah. So the night before the UFC on, UFC was on, but obviously with Khabib. So I stayed up and watched that live to 1:30.
Yeah.
So I did, like, I was completely opposite Chris. It was the opposite of me.
That's
usually
not
I'm
what
in
you
bed
do.
By like 9:30, 10 o'clock, lights out, get up in the morning, go do the show. I did the complete opposite thing where I stayed up till 1:30 in the morning. I went live on Instagram at 12:30 a.m. thinking to myself, no one's going to be on. There's a whole life out there.
There's a whole other world.
I've never had that many people watch my live Instagram at 12:30 in the morning. And I'm like, what do you guys do? Don't you all have jobs to go to the next morning?
Yeah.
You know, so if you're up right now and you're on the way to work or you're on the way to do it, well done, because not everyone does what we do right now. Like you were driving to work or you've got responsibilities. Right. There's not many. There are people that don't have that. Stay up to 1, 2, 3 in the morning. I don't know how they make their money. I don't know. I got people that I follow on Instagram. I've never seen them work a day in their life, but they're always at 5-star restaurants. They're doing private jets and they're in a Rolls Royce every second day.
What do they do?
I've never seen them work. I'm to the point where I'm about to ask one of them.
Do it.
Like, what do you do?
Hey, there's this guy on TikTok. You have to follow him. Mm-hmm. So he goes and whenever he sees a really fancy car, like
I've
talking.
Seen it.
Right?
What do you do? I love that.
And the answers that he gets are insane.
Yeah, I saw that guy. Super cool. Any supercar that he sees, he goes up and goes, and he just goes to the owner, what do you do? It'll be like, I'm a lawyer. I'm a doctor. I'm
a real estate.
Yeah. It's interesting. But yeah, I see these guys on Instagram sometimes and I'm like, I know the guy. Like, I've seen the guy out. I talked to the guy. But I'm like, I had never seen the guy work a day in his life. Like, really?
Like, what do you do?
But then he'll walk out and he'll be like, oh, I just did a bit of shopping today. And he'll be like, Balenciaga. The shoes are 6,000 dirhams, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
How did you have, like, I don't know.
I would love to know if someone's made, like, a lot of money, how they did it.
Yeah, I mean, that's maybe we get, that could be a topic. How did you make all your money?
I would love to know.
Go, Rossi, tell us. What?
Nothing. Sorry.
Rossi, what just happened?
Rossi just had a little laugh.
My order got completely messed up.
Sorry, Rossi has his responsibility to order breakfast this morning, and all I asked for was a bottle of water. That didn't come.
I can't even get that right.
Where's the water?
Hello? Where's my other drink as well? I ordered two drinks. I've got one.
Whose fault's that, you?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not, it seems. Let's play this game. I'm ready to hear it. I want to hear what it's all about.
Okay, give me some echo, please.
Echo?
Yeah.
How's that?
Yes, because this game is called First Word.
Welcome to First Word. I don't know how to play it, but tell us.
I'm going to give you a song. I'm going to say the name of the song and the artist. You have to tell me what the first word of the song is.
That's hard.
Are we going against each other or one for one?
Go one for one. Yeah. Just have a bit of fun, you know.
Yeah. I'll go first. Yeah, are you pretty? Okay. Here we go. So,
okay. Song number one is Coldplay, Sky Full of Stars. First. No, wait. Why are you playing it?
Don't play
it. You've got to tell me what the first word is.
Okay. Cause it's a cause, or it's a sky. No. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun, dun, come on, you can do this, Chris. Dun, dun, you can do this. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. And it's a.
You can do this.
Is it and it's a or cause it's a?
No texting in, everybody, please.
It's a sky and it's a.
It's a. First word.
And.
You're gonna get 5 seconds. Then we're gonna throw over to Pretty.
Cause it's a sky full of stars. Cause, I'm going with cause. Cause.
Now, what are you two, you've already messed up the breakfast order, Nala. If you give him...
She didn't do anything. She's got a mask
on. You keep looking over there.
I like to look over there. I like to look and just see my colleagues,
don't
my
cheat.
Peers,
well
my
done.
Friends.
Play the song. Cause
you're a sky. Yeah, good
got
job,
it.
Chris.
Cause, that's a hard one.
That was hard.
Okay. All right, what's the next one?
The next one is Beyonce, Crazy in Love. I'll give that one to Pretty Malik.
Are you kidding me? How does... Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da,
That's what he said. Is that what he said?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. So crazy
right now. Nah. Crazy. Nah, you can't do that.
Why?
It's not even a lyric. That's just him talking.
It's the word. It's the first word. He's
first
right.
First word, yes.
Okay.
All right. Next
I like
one.
This game.
Thank you. Oh, you like it?
It's
oh,
more it's than good. A four on
now,
the scale.
Now, this one's
of 10.
A really easy one, so I'll give this one to Chris because he'll need it.
Mm.
Galway Girl, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, can I help you?
No. Because you wanted me to go away.
This is so easy. Come on.
Chris.
It's.
I'm saying it in my head right now. I'm saying it in my
I'm
head.
I'm not going to get it. My head's not clear today.
Come on. Look. Just look at me.
Don't.
But how's the song go? It's a go away girl.
That's
I know
the
that.
Chorus.
Yeah. Da, da, da.
Well,
I think well.
Go on then, well. How's it going to go well?
Because it's a go. And I go and no one's there. How does the song start? Hum it. Someone hum it.
No, it starts with Ed Sheeran singing. That's a clue.
Being a liar, no. Being. No, that's the wrong song.
There's no music, it's just him singing.
Saying it in my head.
Go away, girl.
Saying it in my head.
I don't know it. You tell me.
Is it she?
Yes, well done.
She played the fiddle. In an Irish band. All right, last one.
All right. Shawn Mendes, Stitches.
Pretty Malik. First word.
No, this
You're
is a hard
spoken.
The hardest one.
Shawn Mendes.
How did song go?
I would never get this. Oof.
Stitches.
Yeah,
Stitches.
You won't get this.
I won't get it. Wait, how does the song go? Just tell me
how...
It starts off like he's crying. He's like about to cry.
Can I hear the beginning music or no?
No.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Keep going. Play that.
Virgin Radio Morning.
Pretty Malik Gossip.
Goss, let's go.
So Adele hosted Saturday Night Live for the first time this week. She was not the musical guest. She did the opening monologue, as all the hosts do. And she kind of made a joke about her transformation. Have a listen.
And I know I look really, really different since you last saw me. But actually, because of all the COVID restrictions and the travel bans, I had to travel light and only bring half of me. And this is the half that I chose.
Rossi, you said that it was sort of cringy watching her. You didn't feel like she...
I don't know. The monologue was...
You didn't think it was funny?
It would be like if I was to do it. I felt
awkward.
Like...
awkward.
She was like, you could tell she was reading stuff and that.
Well, okay. she did loads of skits as well. Mm. One of them, she was a Bachelor contestant, okay. And she couldn't stop singing. Have a listen.
And hi, I'm Adele Atkins. I'm 32. You may know me for being the singer Adele. I'm here because I've had a lot of heartbreak in my life. First at 19 and then... sort of famously at 21 and then even more famously at 25. But I have a really good feeling about Ben K. It's only night one, you know, but I can already tell he's going to be the next love of my life.
Oh, we're singing again. Okay.
Look like a movie.
What does that mean?
You sound like a song.
Okay, thank you.
My God, this reminds me of when we were young.
We met today. So. Can we just talk? I mean, this is really more of a talking show.
I keep forgetting about that. Sorry.
All right.
Gosh, she sounds great though, doesn't she? What a voice. What a voice. Adele, we love you. What else you got for us?
So The Rock, Demi Lovato, could they be coming to the UAE?
Tell me more.
If UFC president Dana White, your new friend, gets his way, this could be a possibility. So it looks like the authorities here, you know, the UFC bubbles on Abu Dhabi's Yas Island.
Of course.
Authorities are saying because of how well everything's going, they could possibly open it up to a guest list, an invitee list. And Dana says he's got his list ready to go. On top of that list is The Rock and Demi Lovato, two people who are huge fans of the UFC.
Wow.
That would be epic.
Now, that's only if they allow people in, like if they allow guests.
Well done to everyone that was involved in what happened in the Capitol. Honestly, it is world famous what has happened in Abu Dhabi. Everyone's talking about it around the world. If you're not into, even if you're not into UFC, just finding out how a sport is able to continue the way that it's going. And it's all thanks to what we've done here in the Capitol in the UAE. So well done. The W Hotel as well. Fake and the team down there at the W have done an amazing job.
Yep.
Every single one of the fighters from Khabib. I mean, you saw Khabib give thanks to the W Hotel. It was amazing just to hear how these fighters are so happy. And Dana White will definitely be back. He followed, can I tell you? Dana followed Fade Fit on Instagram.
That is so cool.
Dana White followed my company on Instagram. Doesn't follow me, which I'm happy about.
No, that's amazing.
The fact that he followed Fade Fit. Oh, man.
So now you just have to get Fade Fit, post a load of your stuff, so he then follows you.
No, I don't care. I don't care that he doesn't follow me. Like, just the fact that Dana
That's
White,
cool. That's really
this
cool.
guy that took a business from 2 million to 7 billion.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. Hey, finally, Ed Sheeran, what have you got?
So he donated nearly a million dirhams to his old school. It's called the Thomas Mills High School in Framlingham, Suffolk. I hope I'm saying that right. Can you believe that? Nearly a million dirhams he donated to the music program there.
Wow.
The music and science program. That's the school where he met his now wife, Cherry Seaborn. And the teachers just came out to say thank you so much for that, because it's obviously enhanced the experience of the students.
That's got great.
Equipment and everything.
They spent it on the canteen. They went and just got extra like chairs and better equipment to make french fries. They never told him, though.
Yeah, they never told him.
Virgin Radio, good morning, the Chris Fade Show. These cakes have been delivered to the studio right now, and I think we're all in the same mode where we've all said we're going to eat healthy, that is it, we're doing it, we're not doing it now. All of us are now, you go through those mental conversations with yourself of don't do it. You said you're not going to have it. You said you're going to start this week the right way.
Yeah, it's like when the cakes come in the office, same thing, right?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, the cakes that came in the office.
Like, you know. For everyone listening. You know, someone brings in donuts and that or whatever, that type of thing.
Okay. Yeah, so we had these cakes delivered in the office. It's weird that he just said that.
Is it like crap?
I started the conversation saying we had cakes just delivered to us, and then you go like a minute later, yeah, so I gave cakes delivered in the office.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, we've had cakes delivered to the office. I'm doing gluten. My stomach over the last 6 months has been horrible, right? It just anything that I put in it, I just feel like it doesn't know what to do with it. It's like, I don't want it. Or I want it, but I want it to sit here for about a week and a half.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, so I've told myself from yesterday, my mum's gluten intolerant. My sister's gluten intolerant. I've done a test. It says that I'm fine. I don't believe it. So I'm going gluten-free from today.
Just try it, yeah.
For 2 weeks. It takes 2 weeks for the body to start to get rid of the gluten. So I'm going gluten-free. So I'm going to be the annoying person at restaurants that says, I'm gluten-free. Do you have anything?
Yeah.
I'm going to be that person. I'm letting everyone know now. You are gluten intolerant, Rossi?
Well, it came up on one of those tests that I am highly. And I feel like me and you have got the same thing. We burp a lot.
It's a real fun studio for me.
We
6 a.m. in the morning, Rossi and I just like,
yeah, we're just like, oh, we've got like stomach problems. So, yeah.
If anyone's got gluten intolerance, I'd love to hear from you.
What are you doing?
This is great. We're using our platform to benefit ourselves. Gluten-free. Are you gluten-free? Call us 04-871-5544. Did going gluten help you out? Did it make you feel good? Gluten's, I don't even know what it is.
I think, you know, do you know what?
I don't even know what gluten is. Like, right. I'm just like, I just don't want it.
I don't think we're meant to eat it as human beings.
I don't know.
Because, like, we only started making bread and that, you know, like...
Mm.
Like,
it's in bread, is it? So I can't have bread anymore.
No, do you understand what gluten-free means? I feel like you should just go dairy-free first and then see how you
it's
feel.
It's gluten that's doing the stomach, I think. I've tried dairy-free.
You lasted 3 hours on dairy-free. You started dairy-free. Doing dairy-free, you had a yogurt drink to start your day.
Yeah, I did not realize your cult has dairy in it.
That is not going dairy-free.
Anyone, the glutenians of the world, call us. Is that what you call them? Glutenians?
No.
If you're a gluten-free, 04-871-5544, we will take some calls after the news next, all right? And we'll go into some old school. But I would like to get some knowledge on my gluten-free people.
Celiacs, where are you?
Yeah, nah, celiac's different. I did some good research on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, celiac is like extreme, I think, when it comes to it. You can't touch it.
Because my friend, he had celiac disease. I used to eat all his biscuits when I went around to his house.
All right, great topic here for the young and fit. Lial, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
How long have you been gluten-free for?
6 weeks.
Six weeks, you're new to the gluten-free life.
I am, very new. I didn't even believe in this concept of gluten-free, dairy-free.
Why did you go gluten-free?
Because of my tummy, I've been a bit of a tummy ache for the past few months.
Mm. Yeah, same with me. That's what I've got. Everything I eat, I just react something.
Mm.
Yep. I tell you, try it out. I was lucky enough. I had one of the guys from the 5:30 running club, Fuad. He was promoting KCAL, and I said, you know what? Perfect timing. Let me check it out. And I've known it since then. Love it.
Has your tummy ache gone?
Gone.
Mm.
Completely gone. But as soon as you have that gluten, it hits you again.
Interesting.
It's not psychological, is it, though, do you think?
Yeah. No. I mean, try it out. See if it works for you.
Okay, I'll give it a go. I like it. Thanks. Appreciate it. Andy, you've been gluten-free now because of your child. Is that right?
Yeah, very much. So it's more about me and my son.
Yeah.
So my son is very much gluten intolerant, and I could see all the eczema and the rashes all over him.
Yeah.
And it's now 4 months. My son is completely gluten-free, absolutely no grains, no bread, no wheat, no soy.
Yeah.
And he's fine. His rashes are just vanishing.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I suffer from psoriasis. Maybe that'll help.
Maybe it will. Jennifer, you have been gluten-free for 25 years?
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
How did you know about that 25 years ago?
It was much harder 25 years ago. I inherited it from my grandmother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it kind of it is within my family. So 25 years ago was not so easy being gluten-free.
Mm.
But, you know, you get used to it. Back then, there wasn't really very much that was gluten-free, and it tasted pretty badly. So
you feel great. You feel obviously great without gluten, right? Like this is you.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just kind of changing your lifestyle in the beginning. You know, because you're used to eating a certain way and eating certain products. When you cut that out, it's kind of hard. But then when you actually get used to adjusting your diet and find out what you can and you can't eat, it's fine.
And how do you feel when you do have gluten? That's what I want to know.
I don't. So
she doesn't put it in her mouth anymore.
Yeah, no, but like
she has something that we don't have.
Can you remember it?
It's called willpower.
Yeah.
Can you remember the feeling when you did used to eat it and you didn't know or not?
Yeah,
25 years ago.
Well, I mean, the thing is that so I have celiac disease, which is slightly different than people who have like a gluten allergy or an intolerance. So celiac disease is an autoimmune disease. So what happens is, if you eat gluten, it wears away at the villi in your intestines.
Wow, we're getting technical here.
Wow, okay.
My sister's got what you've got as well. It's not great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to try to do it. I'm going to try to get on this gluten thing. Rossi, do it with me. Like, let's stay strict to it.
Okay.
All right? Jennifer, thank you so much for sharing that journey, and good on you, and God bless, and stay healthy, okay?
Yeah, if you want, get the guys to give me your email address, and I'll give you a list of like places, because there's lots of places that you can order gluten-free. There's tons of gluten-free restaurants in Dubai as well that are really good.
Love you.
So, and lots of products. So
thank you.
Check you out.
Get you a fast track on that.
Love that. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Appreciate it. There it is. GGF with a gluten-free club.
Yeah.
More
energy.
Yeah, less stomach ache. Yeah. Hi, my babies. How are you on the way to school?
Not yet.
Okay, you're going to leave. Oh, yeah, you don't have to leave so early. All right, miss you. Everything cool? We're on the radio.
Yeah.
All right, bubba. You all right?
Yeah.
All right, bubba. You had breakfast?
Yeah.
What'd you eat?
Cornflakes.
Nice.
Cornflakes.
Oh, I want some cereal.
Staple. All right, bubba. I love you so much. I'll talk to you guys in a second, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on. Just hold on for daddy. Hold on.
Isn't it amazing how we've heard, and I'm sure people listening to the show have heard their voices evolve through the years?
Yeah.
Because like, we've done that phone call so many years.
She sounds like Elmo.
Yes, yeah, like, yeah.
Hello.
Now she's a little girl.
She's like a grown up girl, yeah.
My, that's Nushi and Kiki. I did the school run yesterday.
How was
I did
it?
The school run. I was on the school run. It was good. It was nice to do the school run.
You've never really done that before,
right? Never.
Was it weird?
It was a little bit weird. Like, good on all the mums and dads and the teachers that get it done every day, because it's not easy. It's like it's a bit of a battle, like
what
getting there and all that. You know, you got to go fight through the traffic, and then you got to get in that line, and you got to do the whole line thing and get out and quickly. I go bye, love you, bye, mama. Like it's a cute little thing, but yeah, well done. But it was nice. I took the day off yesterday because their school changed location, so
right.
I wanted to be there for that new drop off. And yeah, shout out to all the mums and dads. I got invited to have a little coffee afterwards as well.
Oh wow!
So I was in the clique. I was. was in the mum and dad's clique. Nah, I didn't. I was busy.
Well, what do you mean you were busy?
He went for breakfast on his own.
I went with Brianna. I had to meet up with Brianna somewhere.
Chris Fade, you are quite the romantic. You did the sweetest thing for your fiance this weekend. She was in tears. I was in tears. I'm pretty sure all of the UAE Instagram was in tears. Can you please explain what you did? Please.
Rossi doesn't want me to talk about it.
I'll talk about it if you both don't, because I think it's so special.
I booked a staycation for the girls and I, Nushi, Kiki, Brianna, and I booked it at the hotel where we were meant to get married December 20th.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have a huge wedding. All of her family were coming from LA. All of my family were coming from Sydney, some from Lebanon, and obviously all my friends and family here.
Yes.
We were doing it December 20, 2020. It was going to be at the Ritz-Carlton at JBR. We had basically planned it all. The only thing we hadn't done is given the money.
Well, you were close.
Very close.
You were very close.
Very close. After looking at a bunch of hotels, and this country is just so amazing. Like, it's a smorgasbord of hotels. Like, they're all so great. Right?
And beautiful best properties. In the world. Yeah.
So good. Like, so good. And so, we picked that hotel. And then, obviously, we've had to not go ahead with it because her family can't travel. My family can't travel. We don't want to do it without our families there.
Of course,
We want to have our families at the wedding.
Yeah.
So, now we don't know when that's going to happen. It could be next year. It could be the year. We don't know. So, I booked a little staycation. And I spoke to the team there. And they were fantastic. And I said, could you just organize, you know, where you get married? What do they call the thing?
A pagoda.
Pergola?
A pagoda or a veranda.
Altar?
The altar, maybe. You know, because we're going to get married in the garden area or on the beach. So they had that little
bandstand.
That piece of wood.
Pagoda.
Okay. Never heard it called pagoda. Anyway, I just asked if they could have the piece of wood there.
Yeah.
And if they could.
It doesn't sound like basically set up as if you're setting up for a ceremony. It's
why
like a beautiful white altar.
Because
you're painting the picture of what it looks like. It's like outdoors. Absolutely.
I just said, could you have that set up? And there's a song that I want to play. And if you could just do it, I want to slow dance with Brianna. She'll have no idea. I'm just going to say that we're going to go do a sunset drink. And you know, come down. So I had told Nushi and Kiki that we were doing this. I told Nushi and Kiki, I said, guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little slow dance with Brianna. And they were like, oh my gosh.
I know, I could just imagine. So they'd be like, oh my gosh.
They kept the secret. I gave them both. They both had their phones. Their job was to film it all.
Big responsibility there.
And then, we went down there. And, you know, the crazy thing is, like, about literally 45 minutes before, we were talking about prenups. Because, like, we're like, you know, when we get married and whatever, I said, I want to do a prenup. And she was like, yeah, cool, I'm fine with it.
That's a whole nother conversation for another day.
Yeah, but, you know, because, you know, you've gone through a divorce once. I want to make sure that this one I'm 100% sure, but you can't be 100% sure on anything.
Well, hold on, like,
no, we're not going to talk about that.
We're
not going to talk about that
because I'll get into it. I just want to know what's in it.
We're going to talk about that another day because right now it's about this moment,
beautiful moment.
Yes, let's not talk about divorce and prenups.
Okay, anyway, so we were having that discussion literally minutes before we were walking downstairs, and then eventually we walked downstairs and the altar was there. She had no idea. And then I just took her away. And then I did,
so beautiful.
Did a little slow dance with a song that I want to play at the wedding, which actually you played at your wedding, which is beautiful.
Yeah, we share a wedding song.
Which was this song from Train. It just, for me, I love this song. And so we slow dance just out there at the Ritz. It was beautiful.
Forever could never be long enough for me to feel like I've had long enough with you. Get the world now, we won't let them.
She started crying as soon as she's like, did you organize all this? I said, yeah.
She was so taken by surprise.
Yeah, she had no idea.
As you walked over, you can see the video of this, by the way. It's up on Instagram at Chris Fade Show. Check out her reaction. I was in tears, honestly, watching it. Well done, Chris. Because it was really beautiful the way that you did it. So well done to you. That was really good.
I think it's important that we do that to our loved ones every so often, show them a little bit of love. And then the hotel went one extra step and they went and got a plant, like a tree, a beautiful tree.
Yeah.
And it's a baby tree. And they said, we want you to plant this tree in our property and this will ever be the Chris and Brianna tree where you were supposed to get married.
Oh.
And so Nushi, Kiki, Brianna and myself, we planted this tree which now resides at the Ritz-Carlton at JVR, and it was such a beautiful moment. I said to the managers and the team, I said, you know what, like... I get to experience so many things, but this for me is like top five things that I'll remember for the rest of my life.
For
so
sure, yeah.
Thank you so much. And it was just beautiful. It was beautiful, this song.
I wear out the words, I love you, and you're beautiful. Now that the wait is over, and love has finally showed her my way.
It's so beautiful.
It's nice, huh?
If you play it any longer, I'll cry.
Every day.
I can't wait to get married.
Costs a lot, though, mate.
What?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, much a divorce course.
Say hello in this cafe. Say you will.
It was, yeah, just such a beautiful moment, and I'm so happy it was in Dubai. The Dubai Ain was in the background.
Gorgeous.
If you get a chance, go watch the video. It's on our gram. It's on my gram as well, and she was super pleased. So it was good. It was good. It was a good little weekend that I had. I'm so glad my daughters were there, Nushi and Kiki, to share it. There was a beautiful photo that the photographer took of the four of us hugging each other,
so
which I posted.
Cute. Yeah.
And that photo for me will be that. Like I said, this is the best photo that I've seen this year. So much, like, you know, we've had some drama obviously in 2020 with COVID and just where it's been, but those little moments that you can just find in your life to put a little smile on your own faces, try to find it. I'd love to ask, when was the last time, did you surprise your partner, or did your partner surprise you? Have you ever gone through anything like that? I'd love to hear your calls. Take your calls on it. 04-871-5544. Did you surprise your partner? What did you do? May have been something really small. Like whatever it was. I think those small little wins is sometimes what you need. Did you surprise your partner, or did your partner ever surprise you? We'll take your calls next. 04-871-5544. Has Jeff done anything romantic for you recently? Has he done anything to your husband?
Recently? But he's one of those guys who does like the small things. When we first got married and we first got together, he would like leave little notes everywhere. Like, hey, good morning, beautiful. Left this in the fridge for you.
It's cute. It's those little things,
like that.
Right?
That's
what you want?
Yeah.
Is that what you want? Little things like that?
It just makes you think that, okay, they're thinking of you. On an ordinary day, they're thinking about you and what makes you happy.
Yeah, I don't think it's a money thing. I don't think it's like, you don't have to go out and buy, like, that. What I did for Brianna over the weekend cost me really nothing except the staycation, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the actual setup, just speaking to the hotel would have done it for anyone. Like, it was just a little gesture that they did, and you know, it doesn't have to cost, but I think it's really important in relationships, and I'm talking about myself who's been in and out of relationships, to do those little things. You may forget to do them. I think we get complacent. I think we just get, not bored, but we just roll with it. And it's not, you know, you don't, what's that saying? You don't know what you've got till it's gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if it was to ever go, then you'd want to go and do it. Then you'd want to go and get the flowers and do the little surprises and spoil him or her. Mm. But you get complacent and you have this life of like, yeah, they're with me forever. Never know.
It's not always your attitude, though. Sometimes life can get in the way as well, right? With the kids. And
life
all
will, that's what I'm saying. It will always get in the way of life. So it's important that you just take a moment every so often. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. It could just be like
a small thing.
Hey, I got your favorite piece of cake. I know you love it.
Exactly.
Hey, this is for you because I know you enjoy it. Like, it doesn't need to be an extravagant
grand
thing, but I think it's nice. Shabir, you surprised your wife. What did you do?
Yes, I surprised my wife. I took her to Burj Khalifa on her birthday.
Oof.
It's a good one.
And I blindfolded her and I threw her all the way there.
Good on you. See,
sweet.
It's cute. Just a blindfolded dinner.
It was her birthday last year, and this year we just celebrated at home because we couldn't do anything.
Yeah, that's okay. But how you must have been in the good books. You you got some good points for that, right, Shabir?
Well, just once I did that, and since then I'm just on top of the level.
Good on you. Yeah. Good on you. Husham, you got something for your wife, is that right?
Yes, sir. I know, Mr. Chris. I see you last time in Merdif City Center, if you remember.
I sure do, brother. I sure do.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm very well, brother. How's life?
Good. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Pleasure to talk to you, mate. I'm honored to be able to get you on the show. What did you get your wife?
You know, my wife is, she loves gold. You can't imagine how much she loves gold.
This is an expensive one.
If only she could love, like, food, a little bit cheaper. My wife loves gold. So what did you get her?
So I bought her for her a very nice
gold ring with a small pearl on it. You know, it's very expensive.
Woo! Good on you, mate.
But she was like super, super happy.
Yeah, good on you. I mean, that's good what gift. It is. Yeah. Putting a smile on you. And girls, us men like it as well. Like, we like when you surprise us. Like, Brianna actually turned around. She goes, like, I haven't really surprised you at all, have I? I'm like, I don't need it. But, like, we little surprise. Like, wouldn't you love if Liz came and did something for you just really small, Ross?
Yeah, like, it's like, nice, yeah.
You know, here's, I don't know, so here's an Everton flag.
Well, wow, so romantic.
is it Najee?
Yes, it is.
Tell us your thoughts on this topic.
For me, my thoughts is always simple things makes extremely amazing. I've been with my wife since 2006, and it's like we met yesterday. Frankly, small things that makes you feel you understand her. Like, she comes from work, I can do foot massage for her to make her feel better. In the morning, I wake up very early. She's a lazy potato, so she wakes up at 10. So I make the breakfast before leaving, and then I keep it for her.
Aww.
And the good thing about it that it's reciprocal. She does the same to me, and then small gesture that makes us both happy. So it's never about what is it or how much it's worth it. It's about just the gesture that makes you feel that you have the connection.
Exactly.
So
it's those little things that put a smile on each other's face, which I think we don't do enough sometimes. We get into the reality of stresses at work, our bosses, our kids, all that stuff, and we forget each other. So if you're hearing this, maybe over the next week, just think of something really small, inexpensive, doesn't have to cost. If you've got the money, okay, maybe find something that is going to cost
a bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It doesn't need to be. Just something that will put a smile on his or her face. I think it goes a long way. I mean, I feel like what I did with Brianna over the weekend, it has like just given that, I don't know, we're just nicer to each other.
Yeah, because
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you sort of,
it's like a burst of like freshness just like, in the relationship. Yeah,
we're just like, it's like day one again for a moment.
That's cute. Right?
And we'll go back into reality and we'll have an argument over the next couple of weeks. But that's fine. That's what relationships are.
Yeah, yeah.
But as long as you get those little wins. Virgin Radio 104.4, the Chris Fade Show. We are out of here for your Monday, as we do it across the UAE. Hey, your COVID update, by the way, 1,359 new cases is what's been reported in the last 24 hours. I guess over those 1,000 seems to be the norm these days.
Yeah.
We have a lot of recoveries, which is a really good sign as well, though. The recoveries are doing well.
Yep.
The death rate, though, unfortunately, again.
Two deaths.
So we are losing people every single day. Human lives are being lost due to COVID. So please, please look after yourselves, all right, and just wear your masks and do your social distancing. Sheena's going to be up next with another ad-free 104 commercial-free music. It's 104 minutes commercial-free music.
And don't forget Lele Pons.
Tomorrow on the show.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Rossi tried to do me a favor earlier on in the show, and he moved the lights in the studio. Because he's like, when he was in my position yesterday because I took the morning off. He's like, I don't know how you do the show. Those lights are beaming right into your eyes.
It's no wonder you've always got a headache.
So Rossi's now moved the lights to make it worse for me.
Great. Okay. Now you're squinting.
I feel like the sun is right in my eyes, mate. He's going to move them. Are you going
to
move them again?
What
do you want me to do? I don't know. Do something with it.
Turn it off.
Sheena won't be able to do the show. No, not really.
Now I looked at the light and I can't see.
That's going to affect Sheena. She's up next. Have a great day. We'll catch you tomorrow. Please be safe. From myself, Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Phone Guy Eddie, and Nala. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.